The traditional definition of a documentary is a film which presents the facts of its subject in a complete unbiased manner as a means to either achieve an education or greater awareness of the topic of the documentary. This past Thursday, CNN aired what they called a documentary of legendary TV host, a talk show personality and pioneer, Morton Downey Jr. This so-called documentary presented Mort as, in a way, an angry, out-of-control performer who was seeking sensationalism, among other things. Through personal knowledge, I can state for a fact, the producers of this piece, in most cases, used bitter people as their source while unethically editing the comments of others to get what they wanted. How I know this, I'll explain to you in a few moments, versus the reality of the man here with us now with a reaction to this film is someone who was absent from it. Mort's widow, Laurie Downey. Good morning, Laurie.
Good morning, Chris.
And full disclosure here, I'm giving you a website. It's MortonDowneyJRHome.com, MortonDowneyJRHome.com, which as a fan, as a friend of Mort and Laurie, I created the website. I am its webmaster. I am its overseer and content provider and a bunch of other things. So if you want to take a look at the real story of Morton Downey Jr., that's where you go as opposed to this piece, which I refuse to mention because I'm not going to give anyone a free ride for someone who attacks someone who I admire to this day and who I've learned a lot from. But as I mentioned, Laurie, you have a variety of people that were featured, Herman Cain, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Curtis Sliwa, Gloria Allred, who never saw a camera that she didn't like, being the media prostitute that she is, Sally Jesse Raphael, among others. And strange absence, you were not in this film, Laurie. Why was that?
I chose not to be a part of this project. I can take it back to the very beginning when these young boys from the East Coast approached me with the pitch that they wanted to do a Morton Downey Jr. documentary. And so I was very open. I was working on the project at the time with Fox. We had secured his life story there. Again, this is before, this is after 9/11. And I said, I was interested. I said, well, send it to me. And they did. And when I read the pitch, it just didn't match my husband. Matter of fact, the man that they were talking about wasn't anybody I knew. I think they referenced to Glenn Beck. They were trying to compare him to Glenn Beck, and not knowing Glenn Beck or really watching, or listening much to Glenn Beck, a couple of shows, I couldn't identify Mort being like Glenn Beck. And so they also went on to say, well, he was like Rush Limbaugh. And they said, well, do your due diligence, do your research, come back and, research the man, get to know him a little bit better, and then come back and talk to me. So about a year later, they sent me the same exact pitch. Nothing had changed. But what had changed was they started to research different people that worked on the show, and they were getting interviews. They were gathering interviews based on their pitch. Then I found out some of the people that were involved in this, I don't know what it is, this film, this it's not a biopic. It's not really a documentary. I really don't know what you call it. But I saw the people that were tethered to this, and these are the people that weren't fired. Or that they weren't really credible people in the sense that they went on to anything. I'm talking about his producers. I knew the way that this was going to go, that this documentary or whatever they call it was going to go, and I really wanted nothing to do with it. So I refused to have any part of it because I knew it was going to be slighted. I knew that they were going to change what Mort set out to do. And I wasn't sure what direction, but I knew it wasn't going to be in his favor or anything having to do with his epitaph that he said.
Well, with that in mind, let me stop. I mentioned how I know firsthand of the direction that this piece was taking. This is from June 6th of 2011. Pays to be a pack rat sometimes. And I was contacted by Daniel Miller, one of the producers of this film.
Right.
And as under the guise of a webmaster, Miller didn't connect me with this radio show, and I had a public platform to reveal what I'm about to reveal. It's called Regrets, Daniel. Have a good day. But this is what he wrote as his presentation of what he was doing to me. This is Daniel Miller from the film company who produced the film that we're referring to here. Many of his colleagues, meaning Mort's, and close friends we're interviewing say he would have loved what we're doing, never having met him. I think he would have appreciated the lively debate he could still generate. Here's the key. That being said, I have no delusion that my perspective is definitely correct or without limitations. In other words, there's the producer of a supposed documentary admitting he's in it with a bias.
Well, this is one of the gentlemen that approached me, and he's a little difficult, and I'm not sure if he's bipolar. I have forgiven that, because he basically told me that when he came back to me, he wanted my participation. He kept coming back, but the way that he approached me was this. He got very upset, and he said, "We don't need you. We don't need your blessings, and basically you can go after yourself." And then there was some lewd contact about Yoko Ono, which I have completely dismissed and forgotten, but I remember that reference. So they continued on their way, and they continued gathering. You know, sometimes you don't know what motivates these people. You know, they never go on with their lives. And I'm not talking about everybody that, you know, did an interview. And I'll be very specific. There were some people that are just bad people. They sold them out. They were producers of a show. There's one fellow that does an interview, and it's just filled with lies. Because I, you know, after seeing the piece, you know, how can I not be upset? He referenced how much Morton Downey Jr. hated his father, and he said that he had gifted Morton a cover of his dad on Time magazine. He said that he left the room, and when he came back, this was shredded in a million pieces. He truly said this in this piece. I have that Time magazine cover. It was never shredded. Morton did not hate his father. And I have posted that on my Facebook. I still have what Morton adored looking at his father on Time Piece magazine. Another fellow in this film was paid. His wife and he were sent to Las Vegas. They were paid for their interview. And this gentleman put a swastika on Mort shorts. He added that to the film. He showed this in the film. And then after he got done and the movie came out, he was trying to sell it on eBay. Now, there were other people that were there during the San Francisco event, and I'm going specifically to that San Francisco skinhead incident, that Morton had not marked up those shorts. You know, so when you change stuff for that 15 minutes of fame or that payday, you know, that is your incentive. There were also other people that gave an interview I was told they were edited. They said one thing and then was edited into something else. And I'm talking specifically about Joey Reynolds. Joey Reynolds came to me with great apology. He loved Morton. He knew him for many years. And he said in this piece, it was edited and put together in a way that was sort of slamming Mort. There were other people that came to me and said, "Lori, I don't see your name anywhere on this." These film producers contacted me and they said, "We have Lori's blessings. You know, will you participate? This is going to be a great film and documentary about the great Morton Downey Jr." And so some of them went ahead. Other people contacted me if they had my number or way to contact me, and they said, "We don't see you on this." And I said, "No, I have nothing to do with this." And I wasn't knocking it. You know, I just said I'm not involved, you know, for my own personal reasons. And they said, "Well, if you're not involved, if you're not on this, then we refuse it." So, you know, that's sort of what they got are the people I feel either they didn't know, you know, and they were innocent, so they participated, or, you know, they were looking for that, well, maybe I can get back out there, I'll get my name back out there, and maybe I can get something going for myself. I'm disappointed. There were people that are now, I heard a piece in an interview saying that Morton, this was by Bill Boggs, of all people, and I addressed this with Bill Boggs. And Bill Box said the reason Morton did this skinhead incident, this swastika incident, was to make me feel sorry for him. Well, now we're taking creativity and editing and changing. I'm still here. I'm alive, folks. You know, I was there. The last thing Morton would ever want is for me to feel sorry for him. He wanted me to be proud of him. And proud I was. You know, there are people that looked at him and said he was complicated. No, he was only complicated if you didn't understand him. From the outside looking in, if you didn't know why he did what he did and what his goals were, he was an enigma to you. But you didn't really understand the brilliance, you know, in that mind. Yet the innocence of a child, how he approached everything. He would always say to me, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Forgive them for what they don't know. He was so incredibly brilliant and so far ahead on the curve, you know, because he looked at everybody and said, here's the world. Not everybody's going to live what you have lived. They're going to make bad choices, but they just don't have the life experience. So forgive them.
Or with Laurie Downey, who is the widow of Morton Downey Jr., who is the topic of a highly slanted film, but the real truth and the real story can be found in MortonDowneyJRHome.com. It's MortonDowneyJRHome.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. You think that, you know, that whole philosophy of keeping your enemies close, even the non-enemies, like a Bill Boggs or a Curtis Sliwa, who they're just, you know, they're thinking, well, I've got my minute 16 of my 15 minutes, when in fact, these are people dancing on a man's grave right now. How can someone feel uplifted by doing that?
I can't ever imagine, you know, what they're feeling. I'm sure there's got to be some modicum of guilt when they know they're outwardly lying. Some people are just, if you have a camera on, you feel you have to fill time. Like with Bill Boggs, I think he's a very nice man. You know, he not complicated, really. I just think that he didn't know what to say because he really didn't know us. And so, you know, he just put it out there. You know, he really was, these people were never around us. In the early days, I don't recall ever seeing them, you know, at any time. And so now you go later on, and it's just based on, you know, there are some people that have passed him in a hallway, like Richard Bey. Richard Bey was never a part of our lives, or Morton, you know, he never went anywhere with us. He would show up at events, he'd always be in the background, but, you know, just because you pass somebody in a hallway or you're at an event doesn't mean that you're a great friend or that you knew Morton or that, you know, you were pals. You know, you were an acquaintance, you were someone that passed him in the hallway. Now that Morton's gone, you know, anybody can say anything. Hey, yo, he's my best friend. Hey, I understood him. I was there. I want to say something about this film as well.
Sure.
When I look back, I know all those shows, you know, and I've got a ton of shows that have never been seen. Never, ever been put out there, you know, one run syndication, but they, to the rest of the world, they're going to be brand new, which is incredible. The shows and the clips that they selected paint Mort as an angry person. They make him look like such a far right, right-wing man out of his mind. You know, what happened to the clips that showed, you know, about the homeless people or, you know, the shows that showed his compassion for people? You know, the shows, he looked at that show, which they missed completely. He cared about America. He always said to me, America, this is how life is. It's like a pyramid. At the top is the very rich, and at the bottom is the very poor. And in between are the tax-paying, hardworking Americans. And eventually, in life, it's just going to be the rich and poor. If we don't take care of these issues and teach America how to be strong, let Americans not wait until it hits their backyard. Teach them about the issues. That is what drove him on his radio show long before the TV show. He was doing this show on radio for years. And they simply took it to television, but that was what his passion was. So how do you leave all these other clips out that they have 700 and something shows and only show that side of him? Because they had an agenda to show him in a certain light. And they brought the people that were fired, the people that were angry at him when we left New York and moved on to other shows, and Morton went on to his film career. They were upset because they didn't know how to start their career because they were living on his coattails.
Well, we have to wrap things up here, but as far as my observations, my opinions, my views alone, the producers of this film have a bias, which is obvious. CNN has a desperation to gain attention for giving this biased non-documentary, of which these producers polluted the definition of the word documentary. CNN should be disgusted with themselves for giving this a platform, and those who participated in it were doing it for nothing more than self-serving reasons. They might try to convince themselves, lie to themselves, that they were doing it as a tribute to the man and to the influence that Morton Downey Jr. still is to this day. When you think about the years that have passed since his last production and efforts on any sort of media platform, and you can still refer to and still watch those shows. Some of them are unlawfully, but nevertheless on YouTube. The topics that were talked about then are still topics relevant today, and the conversations from 15, 20 years ago add to the conversations and discussions of those topics today. That shows the staying power of a show that, unlike the competition like the Sally Jesse Raphaels and the Geraldos, talked about sensationalistic, simple-minded topics just for the sake of true shock and playing to a lower common denominator. What the Morton Downey Jr. show did, and what Mort drove to do and strove to do, was to take almost PBS-like, relevant, meaningful topics and get blue-collar people who have been given the cold shoulder and a blind eye to by those who are in power, a platform to express their views, their support, their outrage. That's what the Morton Downey Jr. show was all about, not what you see in these highly selected pieces if you are unfortunate enough to watch it this past Thursday in what is being laughingly referred to as a documentary. So all those who participated in it, if you had morals, if you had any sort of backbone and respect for yourself, you'd feel ashamed for yourself, but I doubt that you do. So I just totally dismiss you. I don't even want to know that you exist or are out there, although I'm guessing safely that after this segment, I probably will know that they're out there for a variety of reasons. So if you want to come at me with what you call the truth, I'll present my the facts and the truth as a response to you, whatever platform you choose to take it out on. And for the real story of Morton Downey Jr. and some things that I'm not going to tip the hand, but things that are in the works, the first place to find out about them will be MortonDowneyJrHome.com. MortonDowneyJrHome.com. And over on my website, IssuesAndIdeasRadio.com, in the classic conversation sections, we posted the interview that Mort did, which at the time we did not know, obviously, but it was the last media interview that Morton Downey Jr. did that was back during the Clinton impeachment trials, of all things. Laurie, you're a friend. Mort was an educator, a guide for me in what I set out to do and what I continue to do to this day. I do it with his influence ingrained upon me to get to the truth and make people give a damn about things. And hopefully I'm carrying the baton high and proud for him, and just as I know you will for his memory and the facts about his life. And stay strong.